Blog Talk Radio.
Most of them would pop like a balloon. Pop.
Oh.
And they were gone. They were
victim.
Killed. Everyone was killed. And then I heard one of those demons say to the devil, "Devil, you better leave that man alone.
Oh, my Lord.
All of us are dying, devil. He's doing so much damage to your kingdom.
Oh,
but you better leave him alone. If you don't, all of us are going to be dead, devil. All of us."
Please.
I got in that bed in the blood of Jesus. And I went to sleep. I didn't have to worry about nothing in that bed of the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me how a person can go to sleep with all those snakes around and everywhere. Because I knew I was covered with the
yes.
Oh my God. Shadarandi and my Yadatiki shifting.
With
the blood of Jesus. I went to sleep. And after that person told the devil, that demon told the devil, "Devil, you better leave that man alone. We all going to be killed. All going to die if you don't leave him alone." I went to sleep in the blood of Jesus. And when I woke up, every one of those snakes were gone. They were all gone. Not one of them was left anywhere. God got the victory. Amen.
Amen.
He
no
gave
weapon.
Me the victory. Yeah, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every time.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And even though snakes, they were trying to bite me. If they would try to bite me, they would get the blood of Jesus in their mouth and pop and be killed.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you all about it. You know, when I had the dream, because I had to think about, Lord, do you want these folks to hear this? Because, you know, some folks are not mature in the Lord. They just listen to halfway listen to a story, and they get it, and then they try to spread a rumor. Amen. But I think y'all have matured to the point where I believe that I could tell y'all about that. Amen. God did it. I wish I could just get one person to just say God did it.
Everything that happened to me, that good, God did it.
Yeah, everything that happened to me, that good, God did it. Amen. And God, listen, I guess I'm supposed to tell y'all after that, tell you that dream, that whatever you're facing, I don't know, how many of y'all can say that you faced a dream in the dream where you had hundreds? I mean, these snakes were all, they were even everywhere. They were balled up. Yeah. Sometimes 3, 4, 5 were balled up together. They were snakes everywhere. But the Holy Ghost didn't even let me get afraid because I had the blood of Jesus on my side.
Amen.
Listen, I guess I'm supposed to tell you this. That whatever you are going through, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over you. Yeah, over your home. I guess I'm supposed to do our proclamations now. I just want you to say, "I receive it." The blood of Jesus over your home.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus over your health.
I receive it.
The
blood of Jesus over your strength.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus makes you debt free.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus gives you great, great, great credit.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus over where you walk.
I receive it.
The
blood of Jesus over your family.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus.
I receive it.
Yeah.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
The blood of Jesus over your bank account.
I receive it
in the name of Jesus.
God's binding the devil everywhere in your life. I receive it. It's giving me joy like never before.
I receive it.
He's restoring your health.
I receive it.
God is restoring your hope like never before.
I receive it.
God is restoring your peace. God is restoring your godly relationships.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus is taking you up.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus is keeping you safe.
I receive it. Hallelujah.
The blood. Come on, help me, please.
The blood of the Lord.
They could not cure him. But the man said, I brought him to y'all. Y'all are the new disciples, the new Israelites. But y'all couldn't cure him. Then what happened in the 17th verse?
Then Jesus answered and said, O
faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you?
In other words, how long shall I suffer you? Yeah, in other words, Jesus sighed. Yeah. Lord, God have mercy. Faithless. You don't have enough faith to really cast out the lunatic demon in this boy. How long will I have to be with y'all? How long shall I suffer y'all? How long do I have to deal with y'all? Then he said what?
Bring him hither. To me.
Jesus said, bring him to me. Now go ahead.
And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he rebuked the devil.
He just rebuked him. That I cross-reference that with the 18th chapter of Matthew. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He rebuked the devil. And what happened when he rebuked the devil?
And he departed out of him.
He left him when Jesus rebuked that demon. There's the blood of Jesus on the demon. And he departed out of him. And then what happened?
And the child was cured from that very hour.
Amen. He cured him right there. Now, here's what I'm trying to get. Now go to the 19th verse. Then what happened?
Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, why could not we cast him out?
They waited till Jesus got away from that crowd, apart, away from the man who had the lunatic boy and the people who were watching. Because, you know, people will watch you. When you're trying to cast a demon out, they'll watch you to see how much power you got in Jesus Christ. So when he got away from the disciples, asking, why couldn't we cast the demon out of that boy? We tried. We've walked with you. We have talked with you. We've seen you. We carefully watch you, Lord Jesus. But we tried to do what you do. But we couldn't cast him out. Why? Why? We want to know why could we not cast him out. Read verse 20. This is where I'm headed.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove it.
See, I want to just instill in everybody on the prayer line that we need faith like never before. In this day and time, look at this world. The enemy is trying to take over the whole world. But maybe that's why the Lord gave that to me as I was jogging around my neighborhood. The last two blocks, it's about 8 blocks, but the last two blocks, the Lord gave me to just plead the blood of Jesus. In other words, faith, not only pleading the blood of Jesus, but he had me to say, I believe you, Lord. That's what I'm headed.
Yeah.
I believe you, Lord. I was running, and every step I was saying, I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Every two or three steps. I believe you, Lord. Don't you understand? I believe you, Lord. I said it for two blocks. I didn't know I was on to something. But I was binding the devil in the wild. There's a scripture that says, the Lord shall bruise the devil's head under our feet. Amen. And as I was running, saying, I believe you, Lord. I didn't know I was bruising on the devil's head under my feet.
But
I was. Amen. I want you to learn that just keep on doing like we've had you doing, pleading the blood of Jesus and telling God, I believe you, and thanking him. I believe you, Lord. It bruises the devil's head just for you to have faith like that in God. under your feet. Amen. Read a little bit more, Dr. Murphy. Murphy, I'm finished here. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove.
And nothing shall
be impossible unto you.
Oh, my God, right there. Now, read a little bit more. I'm going to show you where I'm headed.
Verse 21, how be it this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting?
There it is right there. How be it? Even though you have faith, some of these demons go out only through prayer and fasting. Now, you remember I told you about how God let me do that 1,104 day fast, consecutive days of fasting. You got to get my book called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting. It tells about how the Lord allowed me to do it. Amen. 1,104 days of fasting. Amen. And I didn't know then when I was doing this fast that God was had me. I should have known because he's purposeful. He doesn't do things without a purpose. But I couldn't figure out why God wouldn't let me off this long, long, long fast. Fasting. At first I fasted 3 days and three nights without any food and water. But then I switched it to the Church of God in Christ fast. Going from 12 midnight to 10 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. And he wouldn't let me off. First 50 days, then 100 days, then 250, then 365. And I still couldn't get off. And then I went 700 days. When I got to 700, I said, Lord, I don't understand why I'm fasting. And I don't understand why you won't let me off this fast. And when I got to I asked him in 700 days. I said, Lord, I have but one request. He said, what is it, son? I said, since you have let me fast and blessed me to fast 700 days, I wonder if you would grant my request of letting me fast 1,000 days. And God said to me, he said, son, according to your faith, be it unto you. And I must have had the faith because I went 1,000 days. And when I got to 1,000, I couldn't even get off then. It was like being on a go-kart coming down a hill without any brakes. I had to put my feet down and slow the go-kart down. You know, like kids do. And when I slowed it down, then I was able to stop. It took me 104 days to stop the go-kart. In other words, to come off the fast. But I'm headed somewhere here. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Howbeit, this kind goeth out, but by prayer and fasting, goeth out. Goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Listen, we're doing the fasting, and I ask God, why do you have me on this long fast? God knew that he couldn't tell me the fast was 1,104 days. I wouldn't have done it. Amen. I wouldn't have thought that I could do it. I may have done it, but he knew not to tell me that before he put me on the fast. Amen. I even say to other folk, well, now, if you're on a fast 1,000 days, God bless you. I'll be praying for you as you do. God knew not to tell me that he wanted me to fast 1,000 days. Amen. I would have probably, I wouldn't have been so graciously to go on that fast. But he had to get me in it, and he knew that I would obey him. And so he would let me off. Then when I got at the end of the fast, he told me this, and I'm headed somewhere. He told me this. He said, Menard, you asked me why I wouldn't let you off the fast. Here's why. I had you not fasting for you. You weren't fasting for anything you asked me for, because I've already done those things. He said, but I had you fasting for hurting people all over the world. See, when you're hurting, many times you pray quickly. I had to understand this. When you're hurting, you go to God right away. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me, Jesus. You know, so in desperation. But most hurting people will not fast. They will not turn that plate down. Mm-hmm. And God said, I had you fasting for hurting people all over the world. People with cancer, hurting. People with COPD, hurting. People with lipidemia, hurting. People with high blood, hurting. Low blood. I'm just trying to show you what God meant. Hurting. People who lost their brother, lost their sister, niece, hurting. Hurting. And I had you fasting for them. Because these kind goeth out, or goeth not out, by just prayer. And even though prayer will change things, but sometimes we have to take time and fast. Amen. As I close today, I want to call a fast on this line. I want to get it not as high as the heavens are above the earth with God. Amen. His thoughts. But I believe the Lord is wanting us to go on a simple 3-day fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. I want to ask you all to join me, if you could, today. Amen. Let me see. Anybody know the date of the day? What is today? Is today the 15th or 16th? What is today?
18th.
The 18th of October.
October
18th. Amen. If you would, here's what I want to do. I want to be leaning on y'all, because I know some of y'all are babies in
chastity.
Can we go on a 3-day fast? From 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, fast with me for whatever you need. This is not about Bernard Johnson. I'll make it about Bernard Johnson and about Betty Joyce Johnson. I'll make it a personal thing for us, but I want you to make it personal for you. I need for you to receive some bountiful miracles, some uncommon miracles. And so I want to, when is the all-night shut-in? It's the 27th, isn't it? Somebody help me. It's the 27th. Let's back
yes,
it up.
Yes, it's the 27th.
Let's back it up, Dr. Cummins, think this out for me. Back it up and let's do 3 days going into the all-night shut-in and let the 27th be oh, thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Yeah. The 27th will be the last day of that 3-day shut-in. So we will go back the 27th, the 26th, the 25th. What is that, on a Monday?
That's a Monday.
The 25th is on a Monday, yes.
Let's start on the 25th, the 26th, and then we'll come. The last day would be the 27th as we do the all-night shut-in. Amen. And we'll be off on the 28th. Amen. The 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month. Join me on the 3-day fast. Amen. From 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know I'm not really supposed to be doing anything like that, but I'm making a sacrifice. And I'm supposed to be having 3 meals a day, but God's able. That's all I want to say, y'all. He's able. Amen. So join me on the 25th from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The 26th from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the 27th from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock. Actually, let's go on through the all-night shut-in on the 27th. And then we'll conclude that Thursday morning after we come off the shut-in. Amen. We plan to have some soup. Well, if you if y'all want to have breakfast, it's all right with me. Amen. But Thursday morning, when we come off the fast Thursday morning, and let me see what God wants us to do. Amen. Well, we'll fast the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Let's have soup at 3 o'clock that afternoon on the 27th. We'll come off at 3 o'clock. And then that night, that night at 9 o'clock, we'll start our all-night shut-in that night. Can you hang? And can you hang? And then starting at 9 o'clock, we'll be the all-night shut-in. And we'll come off the next morning at 7 o'clock. Amen. Can y'all hang? Amen. Ask God for something you've been asking him for years. For years you've been asking him to do this. Amen. Some things popped in my mind, and I'm going to ask God to do some things. He's already promised me that by this time next year, March, April, May, June of next year, he will have done many of the things he told me he was going to do. But I'm going to ask you to fast with me. Not if you want to put me in there, fine, and want to put Dr. Betty in there, that's fine. But I want you to fast for you, for what you ask God to do for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Perhaps you're in church, whatever. But ask God for personal miracles for your life. Amen. And see, won't he do it? Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. That's the 25th, 26th, and 27th. I'll be reminding you of it. That we're going to have a 3-day fast on this prayer line. The 25th, the 26th, and 27th. From 12 midnight to 3 every day. And then you can eat after 3 o'clock. Amen. And on the third day, on the 27th, amen, we're going to have soup together. Amen. Amen. Soup together at 3 o'clock. Amen. I wonder if Dr. Hagen can open the line up and we'll be having soup together. Let's do it around 2:30, because we'll have prayer leading into that all-night shut-in, and then prayer leading into the end of the fast as we have soup together on the 27th. Let's open the line up at about 2:30, and we'll do it and have prayer leading into the 3 o'clock hour as we have soup together. See, even fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you want to be kind to your body. Don't shock it. Amen. Let's have soup together. Amen. And I don't know what God's going to do. He may give a prophecy during the time that we, from 3 o'clock, from 2:30 to 3, as we pray, he may give a prophecy. I don't know. It's up to him. But we want to have soup together at 3 o'clock on the 27th. Am I making myself clear here on the 27th?
Amen.
We will start the prayer on the 25th. Start the fast on the 25th. from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock that afternoon. The 26th from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in that afternoon. And on the 27th from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock that afternoon on the 27th, then we're going to 2:30 tune in to the prayer line. We'll open it up to everybody as we get ready and prepare to have soup and be in prayer. No matter, I don't know what the Lord's going to say and do.
Hallelujah.
But we'll have soup at 3 o'clock on the 27th. Then that night on the 27th, amen, at 9 p.m. is the all-night, the all-night shut-in. We're going to shut in with the Lord and give him glory and give him praise and all the adoration. Not letting man take any of his glory. Not letting man, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let anybody on the line take any of his glory and his praise. We're going to give it all to him. As we use those three things that he brought to your chief on this prayer line, thanking God 1,000 times, we'll do it. And then we will plead the blood of Jesus on this prayer line many, many, many times, the blood of Jesus. And then we will conclude in some way that night by telling the Lord, with faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains with it. We're going to tell the Lord, we believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Amen. And many of you will say, I believe you, Lord. But we're going to let him know our faith looks up to thee. Thou land of Calvary, Savior divine, thou hear me while we pray. Take all of our sins away. Let us, I can't remember those other words, but let us, somebody know it. Now hear me, now hear me while I pray. Take all my sins away. Lord, let us run down today. Savior divine. Amen. God bless you. But that's what we're going to do on the 25th, 26th, and 27th, our three-day fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have soup. We'll come on the prayer line at 2:30 and pray. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have our soup together to break our three-day fast. Amen. And I know God's going to give some bountiful miracles. Do you remember in Matthew where the multitude came unto him? And the Bible says he healed them all. A-L-L, all. And I believe he's going to heal us all. Whatever your problem is, he's going to heal us all. Whatever the situation is, he's going to heal us all. I'm asking him to do that. Amen.
Yes.
And then we're going to thank him for healing us all by an all-night shut-in on the 27th. Amen. At 9 o'clock that night, we're going into an all-night shut-in. Now, if you really want to know the Lord, I tell you how you know him. You spend time with him. That's why we're going to spend time with him on the 25th, 26th, 27th. Not just then, we spend time with him every day. But I'm talking about a concentrated effort on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Amen. And the all-night shut-in, spending time with him. You want to know him? Spend time with him. Amen. And he will reveal himself to you. God bless you. I know I'm way over today, but I want to tell you about that. Amen. Don't let it slip. You know, I used to be 25. I'm no longer 25 anymore. So help me out. You know, we are going to be bringing that before you, reminding you that we're fasting on the 25th. I'm giving you some time. I guess the Lord is giving you his help. He let me prepare for it. I didn't want to spring it on you today. I'm giving you time to prepare yourself, the 25th, the 26th, and 27th. Amen. The day is that, what is the 18th? 19th. That's 7 days. That's God's number. Amen. All right. God bless you and love you. Praise you, Father. Look on these precious people. Thank you for them. Amen. We're leading them out of the wilderness. We've been in the wilderness too long, 40 days and 40 nights. God, we've been in the wilderness a long time. Please bring us out victoriously. Some of us, Lord, who have been in the wilderness, come on. I'm asking, Lord, to bring us out and to bless us. Some of my friends say, bless our socks off in Jesus' name. Bless us bountifully. Help us bountifully. In the name of Jesus, give us uncommon miracles because of this fast. And these times go out not by prayer, but by prayer and fasting. God, let every one of those demons, every one of those snakes, help us align to a blood of Jesus bed. And when we awaken, let every one of those vipers, those demons, be gone. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Dr. Cullen, come on, give us our scripture we'll be reading today.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Mark, St. Mark, chapters 12 and 13.
Amen. Mark is very, very, very good reading. Oh, yeah. Read about the life of Jesus and the crucifixion. Amen. As we plead the crucifixion of Jesus over every problem on this line. And not only the crucifixion, but let us plead the resurrection, over every problem on this prayer line. God's going to do some incredible, uncommon miracles on this prayer line. Join us for the 3-day fast on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And then the all-night shut-in on the 27th at 9 p.m. Oh, what a glorious, glorious, glorious time we shall have in Jesus' name as we break bread together on the 27th. We come on the line at 2:30, and we'll have prayer. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have our soup together. Amen. What a wonderful, 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 miraculous time we're going to have. I hope all of y'all join us. Give you time to plan it, time to work it out. Amen. God bless you. Don't y'all be like, I won't call his name, but I heard an evangelist, I'm not going to call his name, in Chicago, Illinois. This was many years ago when I was a boy. He said, I'm going on a 3-day, I just came off a 3-day fast. And I looked at him, and oh my God, his stomach was so huge. I said, how can he be coming off a 3-day fast? He said, I'm just coming off a 3-day fast. And his stomach was bigger then. As he came off the fast than what it was when he went on the fast. I don't want nobody to be like that. So, amen. Just hold out, and God bless you and give you a wonderful, uncommon blessing for your sacrifice that you're making unto him. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now, if we'll be faithful and go on that 3-day fast, amen. God will bless us and bring me. God bless you. I'm praying for you today already. I just want you to have a good day and join us on but make sure you join us on the 25th on that 3-day fast. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day. You are dismissed. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.